football on off the ball.
Toby, I just did a little bit of standoffish, to be honest, and I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast
with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Morning, we're turning our attention to kicking. I'm delighted to say Dara Leader and Mark McNamee are with us. Dara, you might explain to us, there is an opportunity for anybody out there who thinks they might have what it takes to be a kicker, to become Ireland's kicking king. What is this?
Yeah, so over the next month or so, we're heading to 10 different locations all around Ireland, giving lads an opportunity to come out and see if you can become Ireland's kicking king. So this is American football kicking. So I'd say to any GAA player or rugby player, if you think you have a good leg, to come out, give it a try. And the winner will receive 2 tickets to the NFL game in Dublin. And thankfully, because we're sponsored by UPMC, all the events are free. So as many lads, if you want to come out, give it a shot and see if you can come Ireland's kicking king.
And so if I was practicing for this, which obviously I'm too old, you're ageist, what would I be doing to warm up? Like, what will actually happen on the day?
On the day, so at starting off, I will give you a little introduction how to kick a ball, because it's a lot different to a GA ball.
Come in a bit to the mic there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's a lot different to a GA ball, but I'll give you some coaching tips at the start, tell you how to strike the ball, foot position, how you have to do it quite quickly in 1.35 seconds or less is how you have to do in college football in the NFL. And then we'll have a 5-kick competition, and the winners from each 10 different events around the country, the top 3 guys will go to a final, which will take place then in Donnybrook at the end of the month.
Okay. From different distances?
Yeah, so all the way from 20 yards back to 55.
Okay. Marco, how good are you at this? Obviously, pretty good at this stage. The Green Bay Packers have picked you up.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
When did you get involved in all this? What was your pathway?
Actually, I kicked American football for the first time about 2 years ago. I was actually at the Kicking King in 2023, and I took a bit of a break. I was working full-time playing football. Didn't really go back to it, and I wasn't quite sure what route I'd be able to take with American football. So I kind of kept in contact with Tig and Dara, and did the Kicking King again last year, and then from there kind of ramped up.
Did you win it?
I didn't. I actually missed the first kick.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a disaster. I wasn't sure where I was going with it, but yeah,
you missed the first one, the handy 20-meter.
Missed the first, well,
in,
missed the first one in the final. So
okay,
in,
sorry.
Yeah, I think it was still like a 37-yard kick.
All right.
Yeah, so after that then, kept in contact with the lads and then started pretty full-time training around October, November.
So you're a Gaelic footballer originally from Ballyboden?
Yeah.
Right. A goalkeeper?
Goalkeeper, yeah.
Always a goalkeeper the whole way through?
Always goalkeeper, yeah. Never liked the running.
Right. So you're obviously pretty good at kicking and like the responsibility to pick people out. How quick was the transition from that to being able to kick in American football?
It was, for me, it was slow enough. Like, it did take me a few months, really, to kind of get a handle on it. I think the skill itself is similar, but the technique is a little bit different. Like, there's a bit of a lower sweet spot on the Gaelic football. So it takes a while to literally raise up your swing plane to get it on the sweet spot. And once you kind of do that, it everything kind of falls into place.
What's the difference in rugby?
Yeah, rugby, obviously you're off a tee, so you're up a lot higher. And on a rugby ball, a lot of lads point it like this, you can kick the bottom of the ball.
Yeah.
Where in American football, the bottom of the ball is like rock solid. You don't want to kick that. So everyone kind of has to kick the same way, ball upright, a little bit to the right, a little bit forward. And that's where, like, generally where the sweet spot is. And a big thing about GA lads, and they come across, they kind of cut underneath the Gaelic football and kind of hit the instep with their foot, get like low, slow strike plane, where American football, you have to go from low and then your foot needs to pass or your hips in terms of height, because you have to get height in the ball to get over the line of scrimmage. So the transferable skills are massive there, but just takes a bit of refining. And then a lot of Irish lads can become very good. Like from this Ireland's Kicking King last year, we've 7 guys that have gone on to either go sign NFL contracts like Mark from the final, or 6 guys have gone to college football who'll be playing in front of 100,000 people this season, the next couple of weeks. So it's a good chance if you come to Ireland's Kicking Game this year, you can
absolutely
be
like the ultimate right
stadium
next to you. Yeah, like Mark, I presume a lot of your day is taken up with practicing kicking.
Yeah, a lot of chat.
Do you have any time in your day typically to think about just how quickly this ascent has been for you to be picked up by the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah,
2 years ago you started this.
Yeah, no, it's been wild, and really, like, it started me properly in December. Like, that's when I got the call about the international player pathway, and then from there it's just been a whirlwind. Like, you know, we were in Florida for 2 months, then going to the NFL Combine. Then I was in Canada for a month and that didn't work out. And then, yeah, I mean, I was over in Green Bay on Tuesday, and then probably Wednesday through Friday, I just couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't get my head around it at all. So,
talk us through the moment that the offer comes.
I was actually out for dinner with my family. I didn't expect it at all. So, it's honestly couldn't even put it into words. Like, it was
a phone call, is it?
It was a phone call. Yeah, my agent rang me, so he knew, and I wasn't expecting a call from him at all. And he just literally said, "Pack your bags. You're signing with Green Bay tomorrow," and that was it. So, I was actually on my way to do a training camp in San Diego with a coach out there on Monday. So I had to reroute my flight from Boston. I was going Dublin, Boston, San Diego. So I had to reroute it from Boston up to Green Bay. And like within the space of, I think, 24 hours, I was nearly back home again, like from getting the call to signing and being home again.
And like, not that you necessarily want or need the feedback about why you've been signed, but did they explain to you what made you stand out?
They said they had my name from the combine.
Yeah,
was the first thing they said. So I had a good day at the combine, and then apart from that, like Tig and my agent were pushing me, and they've seen all my film and stuff. So apart from that, there wasn't much. Like, it was just like, yeah, you know, we've seen you here, we liked you, you were good. Your coaches speak highly of you, and we'd love to have you in. And that was pretty much it.
Not to embarrass Mark, but is Mark an unfair example of what you could become because the skill level is so high? So if someone's starting from scratch, how do you make it to Mark's level? Do you have to have some innate natural ability, or can you work on it from scratch?
No, it doesn't. I think like on every GA team in Ireland, there's probably a guy that has the leg talent to make it big in college football or the NFL, because in America, they don't play, kicking sports aren't very big, where in Ireland, we grow up kicking Gaelic footballs, kicking rugby balls.
Yeah, that's a good
GA
point.
GA is the only sport in the world where you kick a ball off the ground over a bar like American football, the only other sport that does that. So I believe there's so many guys like playing on GA teams around Ireland, not even the top teams. Like, we have some guy going playing in front of probably 50,000 people every week. He was third choice goalkeeper for his minor team in Knockmore GA in Mayo, and now he's going to be playing this very high level in college football. So there is like, there's so many opportunities there to come out and give it a shot. And like, just like Mark, crazy things can happen in a very short space of time. Just like Charlie Smith, he came to Ireland's King 2 years ago and turned up late to the session, and now he's playing New Orleans Saints, kicking every week. So it's like, crazy things can happen, and that's what leader kicking does. We help change lives of Irish lads and get them over to America in college football or the NFL.
Were you tempted by college football, or did you want to automatically, when the IPP happened, you're like, no, I'm going to go for this?
I was tempted by it. I didn't have any eligibility, was the problem. So that's kind of why it's been a long enough process for me. Like, because when I spoke to Tig in 2023, we knew like that I didn't have eligibility. So I was going to have...
Because you'd already been to college.
I've been to college, yeah. So you have...
Not in America, so it's stupid rules.
Yeah. You've a five-year clock. So once you start college anywhere, your clock starts to tick. So I would have had 1 year, I think, by the time I met Tig first. So it just wasn't enough time. So I knew that I would have had to go for the IPP or else not do it.
Right.
And then in the meantime, like, I was back playing football, not sure what was happening, working full-time, and then just kind of let it go maybe for a few months.
So what happened? What changed your mind about, like, actually just, I'm going to go for this?
I saw what the lads did last year, like Charlie and Mark and Rory did. And once I saw that it could actually be done, and once I saw, like, that, it could potentially be done, like, you know.
It is the kind of thing you'd regret for the rest of your life.
It is.
You didn't go for it for those 6 months. Because, like, what have you lost? Like, you dedicate yourself to something, you got really good at it.
Yeah.
You know. You've taught and learned a lot, and if it doesn't work out, you know, you come out the other side of it and go, well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But if it does work out, who knows?
Life-changing.
And so what happens now?
I'm waiting on my visa to come through, and then once I get that, I'm gone.
Right.
Yeah.
And training camp has started, so they obviously have kickers at the moment who are there.
Yeah.
Who will be your competition when you get there.
Yeah, yeah. So the starting kicker, Brandon McManus, is one of the best kickers in the league, so I'm just looking forward to getting in and looking at him, learn from him. Like, it's probably the ideal situation for me coming in as someone who's still new to the sport, like learning from the absolute best there is to learn from.
And what are your expectations? Because, like, more than likely they'll stick with him for this season, but you'll be on the practice squad. Is that the...
That's the hope, yeah. That's the hope. That's what I'm aiming for. So trying to not really think about what's going to happen after training camp. Like, I just want to get there and kick, and that's where my focus is. You know, there's no point in me taking up time or headspace thinking about what could or couldn't happen.
That's what your agent is for, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll take the video of all the things you do, tell everybody about how great you are, and then and then hopefully you get in the carousel and latch on somewhere.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Is this pure results based in terms of your success is purely based on how many you kick successfully? So they're not, are they interested in technique development? In other words, I asked you before we went on air, can you kick off your weak foot?
Yeah.
Do they care about improving your weak side?
No, not at all. No, there's never a benefit to it for a field goal kicker like her. No. I can one of the lads, Ross Bulger, kicks off both feet. So when he went, when he was one of the first guys to go to college. So I think when he showed the coaches he could punt off both feet, that helped, because it maybe if in open play when you have the ball in your hands, it would help deceive the opposition a bit. But for field goals now, like it's all 1 foot.
Is Daniel Whelan still at the Packers?
He is, yeah.
Yeah. So we could have an Irish punter and an Irish kicker if things
That'd
go well.
That'd be great, yeah.
That'd be pretty amazing. Darragh, what is your story? Because you were on the IPP the year before as a punter.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, yeah. So how did that all...
Yeah, so I was on the IPP the year before. I played for Connacht Rugby for a long time and I was known for having a big boot. So when the IPP came along, I said I'd go ahead, give that a go, because luckily my brother Tig was the coach. So he picked me on merit, but I do have a big punt.
No
so.
Nepotism.
I got in there and then, so I did that, but the first week we got out to Florida, we were kicking for John Harbaugh for the Baltimore Ravens, came in to watch us, and I took 6 field goals, 6 for 6, and then my 7th field goal just hitting like 50%, 60%, I ripped my quad off the bone, so unfortunately that kind of ruled me out from all of that, but then, I went to the NFL Combine and stuff with the lads and did all that, and I was doing the job of holding for Rory Beggan and Charlie Smith, which in and of itself is an extremely difficult job to do. As I said, you have to catch the ball, put it down the spot, in the exact spot where your fingers were and all that in like basically less than a second so they can kick the ball. Then after that...
Traditionally the long snapper who'd do that for those...
Long snapper passes to me, the holder, and then I put it down the spot for the kicker, which would be Mark in this case. So, and all that has to happen in 1.35 seconds or less, or else the guys in the edge or left can block you. So that's Mark's one job, besides scoring, is making sure it's in 1.35 seconds or less. But sorry, anyways, back to me. Then I finished and I got an opportunity to go play in the European Football League. I went over there and I was one of the top point scorers, and then I finished the number one punter in that. And then when I finished up that... Tig was like, he needed more help with leader kicking because it's just growing and growing all the time. More lads are coming out, needs more coaches. So then as of March, I started working for my brother full time in that.
And have you given up on the dream of playing? Is that...
Yeah, no, I have for the moment. Like I think there's too much opportunity to help Irish lads and European lads go play college football and get scholarships to where going over the European Football League, it's not the most high paid job in the world. Yeah. So it's a little bit better helping the young lads go over and get scholarships.
I think it's probably no harm having everybody be aware as well that like the injuries can happen, and as a result of that you really have to go for this and you need to prepare properly because...
It's a very short window, and as I was going to explain then, you're talking about kicking. I believe being a kicker in the NFL or college football is one of the most... It's one of the most difficult jobs in the world, because if you score the kick... Everyone expects you to score, so there's not much chance. If you miss, everyone's like, how did you miss? So it's a very high-pressure job. And in the NFL, if you're not banging kicks over every session, because it's kicking is the same thing on every team, you don't have to learn anything. They can hire and fire a guy, Joe, last week, another guy in this week, and it's just, it's a very cutthroat job. So you do have to be able to deal with the pressure. But as I said, Irish lads, especially in college football, they tend to be very good at coming over and just immediately, like a duck to water, just kicking these balls really well and doing very well. So I can't reiterate enough, the more lads that come out to this Ireland's Kicking King competition, the better, because you could find yourself literally in a year's time playing in college football in front of 100,000 people very quickly.
As ridiculous as this sounds, can you tell by the first kick?
Yes, actually, you kind of can sometimes, because you can just tell if someone has like a good strike of a ball, like a natural strike, like Charlie Smith, like even Mark, we posted a video yesterday on our TikTok, Leader Kicking, that Mark's first kick, he just went up and banged it over the bar. It wasn't technique-wise, wasn't football style, but he just went at it and hit a very good kick. And you can kind of, like most lads, it takes a little while, but like, if someone's a good strike of the ball, they have a good strike of the ball. And our job is to refine that and get it into the football style of doing things, but I think like some guys you definitely can, yeah.
We should do something here, shouldn't we? Go out and assess the whole office. A lot of people fancy themselves as kickers, I'd say.
There could be someone in this office. Like a lot of lads, we've some guys that were working in offices up north, and his very first game is going to be in front of 86,000 people in the University of Georgia. First ever time playing the sport is going to be in that cauldron in like 2 months or a month and a half time for Marshall University, and he was just working away up north, and now he's found himself in this situation.
The potential of this thing is outrageous about where you can end up, like yourself, Mark. So going back to the daily training, is it as simple as kicking repeatedly? Like, or is there more to it?
there's slightly more to it. So like when I was playing Gaelic football, I would have had a tendency to go out with 10 balls and just kick my leg off for an hour and a half. And that accomplishes you very little when you're trying to be kind of an elite kicker. So like I'd go out and warm up really well and take maybe 12 balls and spot them between maybe like extra point distance, so 33 yards and 60 yards, 61 yards, and take maybe 3 or 4 minutes between each kick and then treat it like a game and then chart every kick, video every kick, and then once I'm done for the day. Like there's no, I mean, any more than 12 to 15 kicks is probably enough. And just kind of scrutinizing over every detail on that kick and then going back, watching the film, and then leaving it maybe a day, going to the gym and then doing it again in 2 days' time. Yeah.
You never skip leg day at weights either, do you?
I do. I never do legs.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, and is that a bad thing? It's like, don't do weights for the legs?
Well, no, like, I fit it in, all right, but I don't think my power comes from doing squats or anything like that. It's just natural technique built up from playing Gaelic football. So
you have another interested member, Keith Tracy, the former Republic of Ireland midfielder, Burnley and Blackburn, has just texted saying, "I fancy kicking a few of the American footballs."
Come out to Ireland's Kicking King. You get a chance free of charge thanks to UPMC. Give it a go and you could find yourself.
And this goes full circle in the show because Jur asked me at the start, "What age are you?" And I told him my age and I said, "Like, is it sad that you'll never make it as a professional?" And like, Keith Tracy could have a second career here.
You literally can. Yeah, it's that. That's what's amazing about all this. Like, there's literally I fully believe there's so many lads in every club in Ireland that have the ability to be playing in front of 80,000 people in a year's time on full scholarship, getting your education, get everything paid for, and there's just loads of lads in every club around Ireland that can do that. So I literally couldn't urge people to come out like more than that. Like, just come out, give it a shot, and you never know where you could be. Mark found himself in the NFL a year later.
How many Irish kickers are there at the moment in college? And
we have 12 guys, well, like 10 guys from Ireland, and we have 2 guys from the UK, and then, so in college football this coming season, and we have a couple more guys from the year before. But, like, again, the more, we just need to find more guys that have the leg talent, and as I said, there's loads of them out there. Just, they have to come out and give it a go, and it's free of charge.
Dahi from UPMC has been texting me saying, join us in Ballyboden St. Enda's. There'll be a pair of tickets for the winner from Off the Ball. So there you go. I didn't know Keith, he sent that. I was like, oh, that sounds good, I'll have a go. I didn't know Keith was going though. That might change things.
Left footed wonder as well.
We get Andy Dunn in as well.
Weirdly, that actually they're not the, for punting, they like left footers, but in American football, a lot of coaches don't. They just think there's something different about
sinister.
How left footer guys strike the ball.
Yeah. I was gonna ask that. There is a difference.
We don't see the difference. Yeah. We have a lot of guys that are left footed. They like kick very well, but we work with some of the biggest coaches in America, and one of them has not a hatred, but he just doesn't like guys that left footers. You think can't be the best field goal takers. They can be great punters.
Yeah.
But just for some reason, a lot of coaches think left footers are more
wild superstition.
Yeah. Holding is, you have to learn how.
Yeah, and sorry, that sides, whole yeah. part. Yeah, I would hold like this, where I have to do it the other way around. So it's hard to practice for a left footer.
How do you mean by that?
So if the ball's getting snapped from over here, I'm catching this way and going like this, and you have to be very precise. Where a left footer, I have to do it this way. So it's opposite hands. And as I said, the jobs, it's not an easy job. So that also plays into it. Most guys, because most people are right footed, are used to doing this way. So if you swap it, it's not an easy gig.
I'll see what Keith says to that. Yeah. He might be back in touch. do they have literally no interest in how you can throw a ball?
No.
It's a mad sport that way. Yeah, it is crazy. Because you'd be asking your teammates, like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I was just saying, for him, as in, like, you don't even, as a kicker, you don't even have to know the rules. Your only job as a kicker is, like, I didn't know much about the rules, but all I have to know is, can I kick this ball over the bar? And that's that. And if you can do that, amazing things can happen. Like, same as Mark. I'm not sure if he knows too many rules either.
I do,
He knows, in fairness, he does,
No enough.
But just in case it falls short and suddenly the ball is in play, and it's like, oh, what do I do now? It probably didn't.
Sorry, the confidence of a professional has doubled up there, Keith said. I'll just use my right foot if it's easier for the legs.
I like that. It's very good.
Is he a lefty?
Yeah.
No, I didn't realise. Right. Thanks, lads. Best of luck. The first one, it's all over the country, basically.
Yeah, 10 different locations starting this Monday in Parnell Park, and then come out and give it a go. And yeah, literally all free of charge thanks to UPMC. So get out and give it a go.
What time?
6:30 the first one is, I think. They're all evening times, so everyone can come, yeah. And as I said, if you go to leaderkicking.com, fill out the form, or go on to any followers on social media, leaderkicking again, and I'll keep plugging it.
They'll be stretching under the desk and work all afternoon, yeah.
Listen, best of luck, Dara. Thanks very much. But best of luck, Marcus. Thanks for the story. Thanks. It gets fair very play. Cold in Wisconsin in the winter. I hope you're your thermals. Yeah.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Football on Off the Ball.
So, yeah, just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. So, yeah, we're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give the teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.